753 FM Talk 1065 and the FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and they have the gear that works around here ready for you today. So go by and see Chip and ask him, hey, what is Captain Bobby running right now? What's he got on the end of his line? What rod is he using? What reel is he using? What cork is he using? And Chip will spill all the beans. Go see him at McCoy Outdoor Company. And the guy I'm talking about, the man of the hour, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team. Hey, man.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not as good as you.
I'm watching trout coming in right now.
That is awesome.
Two at a three at a time.
You know, you're killing me doing that. if there had to be an emblematic month for speckled trout or an emblem for the month of May, speckled trout would be it.
That's right, May, and then on top of that, of course, it's our birthday, Christmas, Easter, Halloween, and everything all rolled up into one coming up this weekend. You know, the moon fulls on Saturday night. And so this period that we're coming into tomorrow and then through the weekend and the early part of next week with that hill tide, man, that's going to be some magic. So we got to get Dr. Bill to order us up some good weather for our peak trout fishing period that we got coming up.
Hey, what's happening? Why is this so good on this full moon in May?
Well, what happens is when you get into this period, the water temperature is right at the right temperature for them to be active. It's, you know, upper 60s, low 70s, depending on where you're at. The salinity is real good, and so when you get that water temperature, that kind of partially triggers the deal, and then because it's the moon, for some reason, don't ask me why, they get real romantic, you know, and start doing some heeing and sheeing. But it's mainly just because all that comes together, and this is the time of year that it does it, you know. And again, I think starting, you know, early part of the weekend, maybe tomorrow, but certainly by Saturday and into next week when we get that really good tide, that's when it's going to really, really happen, you know. So if you can get out and, you know, the good news is, too, there's a lot of fish in a lot of areas around the sound and the bay, you know, and you can kind of plan your trip based on the wind directions, you know. If it's out of the south, of course, staying down more towards the south. If it gets calm enough, the open water structure stuff will work. You know, you can get on the north side like we are today with the north wind and fish over shell and grass, and there's just fish everywhere. You know, numbers are certainly not a problem. And then what'll happen, too, again, on this moon, you'll get those schools of male trout gathered around the bigger females, and as you're catching those box-sized trout, you're liable to catch, like we did the last couple of days, or right in the middle of them, catch a really sure enough gollywhopper, you know?
Right, and nice thing you just said. You know, you can pick your area based on wind direction, but you got trout everywhere from shallow to deep then. If you're talking about the open water structure and you're talking about fishing them over shells, I mean, that's a big variety of spots.
That is. And so it's just kind of up to you, whatever you like to do. You know, we're this morning, our live bait and artificial bait, we're using both right now, and it's about tit for tat. Live bait's still a little on the scarce side, but they're starting to get it. You know, and so if you can get it, it helps, but don't cancel your trip because you can't. We caught some on hard baits, top waters over the last few days, you know, so they're on that deal too. If you get up in some of the shallow stuff, popping corks are kind of the way to go, at least to help you locate the fish on end of the morning.
Hey, when folks go in to talk to Chip or go into McCoy's, if they're looking for the artificial to put under that cork, I know you and I both like to run those voodoos. Is there a particular size or color you use?
I use the I've gotten where I like the baby voodoo, which is the smallest one they make, with a and I like either chartreuse or pearl, either one of the two. The water's pretty clear right now, so the chartreuse works well, and that works well. And then also I've been using what they call the small slick or the baby slick with a little kind of a weedless kind of a worm type of hook on it, fished under the cork, and it does really well because again they're not being a lot of shrimp in the water. These fish are kind of on glass minnows, and that thing does a wonderful job imitating a glass minnow.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Captain Bobby, tell folks how to get a trip booked with you from this spring fishing on through the summer. How do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. It's got all of our contact information, phone number, website contact, and so forth. You can just hit us right there.
All right. Great stuff, Captain Bobby. Get back to boxing some trout, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, my friend. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Hour number 3 of Mobile Boarding's on the way. Rob Holbert from Land Yap joins us next.